Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Les Hall Show. We are doing a sound check prior to the show. It's only 15 minutes to the show, and Blue Hell is tuning in to do a sound check. We're going to do level adjustments and make sure everything's all set up, and because we did the sound check so late, I'm just going to roll over into the main show after the sound check. So, Jan is tuning in. Jan is tuned in now. Jan, this is voice only. Voice only. Listen up, Jan. Can you hear me? Check, test, 1, 2, 3, test, 1, 2, 3, voice only. Hello and welcome to the Les Hall Show. Sunshine is with us today. I'm waiting to hear a response from Blue Hell, Jan. He says the voice levels are okay. All right, let's play some other things that we plan to play on the show. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let me get the level of this thing.
I'll take care of it. Not a problem.
Oh.
Okay. I appreciate that.
It's not making noise. Oh, I need to turn on the power switch. Good idea, Les.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, how's that in terms of volume? Blue Hell. This is the Carplus Strong prototype. Actually, it's not a prototype, it's an actual working circuit board. We're on, Sunshine.
Huh.
Well, we're starting early.
Oh.
We'll be on the recording, and we won't be broadcasting until 13 more minutes.
So we can say anything we want to and it won't go out?
It'll be on the recording that'll be posted, and approximately 50 people will listen to it.
Oh, yikes. I better behave then, huh?
Okay, Jan says there's good levels on Carplus Strong. I can't hear you with these headphones, so I'm going to turn up the feedback on the voice. There we go. That might be confusing because I'm hearing my voice delayed a little bit. Why don't you listen up? Okay, so we tested those levels. Let's test the levels of the software. Okay. How about the levels there? Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Voiceover software.
Good stereo.
Yeah, it's spatialized. It's all bouncing around in your head.
So is everything else.
You're the perfect natural blonde, Sunshine. Software levels are okay. All right. I think we're ready to go. Sunshine is playing with her telephone. Well, do you want to talk for 10 minutes or do you want to stop and start later?
I don't care. What do you want to do?
I'd like to talk. Listeners haven't heard from Sunshine in a while.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Well, let's talk about the Red Cross.
Let's talk about Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Alrighty. Well, did you go to the Super Bowl party?
I went to a lot of Super Bowl parties, but I was on the field at halftime at the Super Bowl.
I remember, and I saw you. At least I saw all the people who were moving the stage away. And that was a halftime show.
Yeah. It was
awesome.
That was
incredible.
I met Mike Ditkus. Ditka?
Mike Ditkus.
Dika? I don't know.
Okay. Here, I'll just take this off my ear a little bit so I can hear you a little better. And turn that audio feedback off. That was confusing.
Yeah, I went to a lot of parties. One party I went to, I had to bring my feather boas because everybody wanted their picture taken with feather boas.
Oh, you have multiple feather boas.
Oh, yeah.
What colors do
you have? I have one for every occasion. In case you don't know what feather boas are, they're these long things that are nothing but feathers. Old-timey strippers use them a lot. But I use them a lot, too, and I'm not an old-timey stripper.
Have you ever done any stripping, Sunshine?
In private.
Oh, nice. Very good entertainment there.
How would you know?
I've never had a woman strip for me.
Get out!
I've stripped women.
Oh, my God. It's so much fun.
I can imagine.
Yeah, some women have a pole. No, some women have poles. And do you know how hard that is? Oh, my God.
Pole dancing, I can imagine. All your body muscles are straining and holding you up at angles and stuff.
Can't even imagine.
People do it for exercise.
They say they do.
That's what they say. Yes, exercise. By the way, Sunshine, one person in the chat room the other day, I was doing a Tuesday show, and he asked, I'll phrase this delicately, are you and Sunshine more than friends, so to speak? And I want to be very clear and tell the audience, no, we're just friends, platonic friends.
Well, what the hell? That's nobody's business if we are.
Well, he was just
doing
asking.
The nasty.
Yeah.
That's what they mean. Are you doing the nasty?
That's what they mean.
Yeah, no, we're not doing the nasty. We're good friends. I have a lot of friends that are guys that are just friends that if we did the nasty would change the dynamics of the friendship.
Oh, yeah. I never understood that when people said that, but now that I'm friends with you, I certainly do understand. That's the last thing I'd want to do.
See, my girlfriends and I have what we call the girls' club.
Yeah.
And the only guys that can come into the girls' club are guys that we're not doing the nasty with. And they have to promise never to even attempt or talk about doing the nasty with us because we don't do the nasty with our friends.
Oh. Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense.
It does, because my girlfriend's bisexual.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, and if we were doing the nasty, we wouldn't be friends, we'd be lovers.
Yeah.
But I don't do girls.
That's good. That's a good thing. I don't really understand the whole, that's not even a topic I want to get into. Well, let's see, what else is going on?
Ginger the radio dog.
Oh, how is Ginger?
Ginger the radio dog is now an official service dog.
Yes. Oh, you didn't bring her today?
No, I didn't go home first.
Oh, that's a
the
nice
liquor
ring.
Store was more important.
I like your ring. By the way, I drank 3 cups of coffee to catch a nice caffeine buzz, and then Sunshine brought us some vodka. So we're enjoying chemical entertainment at the moment. And see this here? You can see the levels. This is us talking.
I'm ready for warm weather.
Oh, you are.
I'm so over cold.
I like the cold weather. Well, you're out in it more than I am.
Yeah, I mean, I like a breeze in my hair, but not a frigid wind.
Yeah. Oh, because you're in your car and it's really, really cold.
No, on my bicycle.
Very cold on your bicycle.
When it's cold, it just kind of zips right through you, you know.
Because you ride bikes with your boyfriend a lot.
I do.
That's really healthy. That's nice. I should do that.
And if the wind would die down, we could go kayaking. We talked about getting you on a kayak. It would be funny.
That would be terrible.
I would laugh.
You would laugh.
I would. I would laugh really hard.
I would not enjoy that. Maybe after I lose more weight.
You might after a couple of vodkas.
It would take a lot of vodkas to get me on a kayak, baby. I don't even know if Jan is still tuned in. Nobody's listening to us except, well, the people who listen to the recording will hear us. And we've been getting about 50 listens on various shows, sometimes 100, usually 50. Blue Hell says, we're on in 5 minutes. Yes, it is 5:55 p.m. here in beautiful Hollywood, Florida, United States of America, right near Miami, Florida, just north of it. And the weather was cool today, and sunny, and beautiful. I aired out the apartment.
It was actually pretty if you're in the car.
Yeah.
What makes it cold is the wind. If you can stay out of the wind and enjoy the sunshine. Guess what? I have a new assistant at the Red Cross, and guess what her honest-to-God given name is?
What?
Sunshine.
No.
Sunshine Jones.
Ah.
I swear to you.
She must be young.
She's... I don't know how old she is. She's not in her 20s.
But, well, young meaning... Like, in her 30s.
She was raised by her grandmother. And her grandmother gave her her legal name of Sunshine.
Okay.
And
well,
I said, okay, you
different.
Can be Sunshine Jones, but I'm Sunshine Diva, and don't you forget it.
You told her that?
I did. I showed her my card. My card says Sunshine Diva. I said, just don't be treading on my territory, bitch. I mean, lady.
We are on in 4. So, I've been working on my circuit boards. I just shared with Sunshine about my circuit boards, and she has one, the only working one so far, and Sunshine is going to play music with it.
Well, that's dubious.
That's a dubious honor.
I'm indeed. Sitting here looking at this little thing of kickity-cock. I don't know what else. Gobbledygook, jibbity-jab. Whoop.
It's very complicated.
I know.
There's a million little parts on it.
I know.
Wires, and it's made of fiberglass and plastic and silicone.
It looks so delicate.
Well, it's a little bit delicate. I mean, if you zap it, the chips will die and because they put their legs up.
Well,
and
if it
like
zaps
bugs.
Me, it'll be all over for that little piece of crap.
No, it won't zap you. It's a low voltage thingy. So, let's see, what we're going to do today, well, I'm going to tell them that later so everyone can hear it, but what else has been going on? We have, I'm doing a new series on Tuesday nights, so I do a Tuesday show every other week, really first and third Tuesday, so not necessarily every other week, twice a month. And lately, I've been doing these circuits. See, here's a circuit board. You can't see it on the radio, but Sunshine is looking at it. It has two chips, a little eighth-inch jack to plug it into the computer or to the stereo speakers. In fact, I can play what it sounds like so Sunshine can hear it. Maybe you'll hear it on the microphone. Let me plug it in. Put the battery in.
Oh, lovely.
I don't think Sunshine likes that one.
You know, you're too young to remember this, but when I was little,
yeah,
we didn't have TVs. We had radio.
Cool.
And when you were changing the radio station from the Phantom... to Buck
you
Rogers.
You listen to the Phantom
oh,
and
yeah.
Buck Rogers?
Oh, yeah.
Way cool.
Yeah. And anyway, when you change the channels, that's what it would sound like. Woo! Woo! That,
yeah.
That's what it would sound like, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like a radio sound.
Yeah, I drove all the way to Canada one time. I didn't drive because I was only 15, but I rode all the way to Canada, and we drove at night and listened to nothing but these stories about the Phantom and the Shadow Gnome.
Wow.
Lone
that's
Ranger.
Cool. Lone Ranger. Yeah. I'd love to listen to some old recordings of that. By the way, everybody, we are now broadcasting. We are live on the air on the internet. Let's do a little check and see how many listeners we have. I never do that. Bang Radio. 4 listeners. Oh,
ooh,
my God.
They must have heard I was coming to town.
Well, there's usually 10 or 12, but and we'll get like 50 in the recordings, but
Maybe it's 14.
Is it 14? No, that's a vertical bar.
No, let's pretend it's 14.
Oh, yeah, it's 14. It's 14 listeners.
Song title is Less Equals On Air.
I never got the metadata right. By the way, this is the Les Hall Show, although today is the Les Hall and Sunshine Show because Sunshine is with us.
Hello, boys and girls.
And I finally figured out all my setups. I've got Chuck running with a program called Shane in honor of Shane Morris, who is one of our artists and the radio master of electromusic.com. And it plays music in the style of Shane. And I have a piece of hardware that I designed. And, well, with the help of friends on electromusic.com, a lot of people have been very helpful. W. Monk has been helpful. Dan Lavin, I don't know how to pronounce it, has been helpful. And Blue Hell has been helpful. And a lot of other people on the thread. Shane says, thanks, Electrifier. Mate says, hello, Sunshine. I met Mate at electromusic.com. I was just telling you about him.
Oh, okay, cool.
W. Monk is here chatting in the chat room. And there's a bunch of other people, but I'll just mention who happens to be there. Who happens to be talking at the moment. So, the theme of the show today is that I've got some software and some hardware that makes music, and I'm going to give the controls to Sunshine, and she's going to make the music.
There go the listeners.
All four of them. Shane says, hi, Sunshine, in yellow with an exclamation point
honey.
And a smiley.
Hi, honey.
Isn't he nice? So, what else can we say?
Well, why don't you play some music?
You always tell me to do that, and you're right. You're so right. Although, I'm going to say to you, why don't you play some music? I'll give you the mouse, the wireless mouse, with the penguin
on
mouse
a velvet
pad.
Pouch.
A velvet pouch, the penguin mouse pad.
Velvet pouch trimmed in gold.
Very nice. You have
purple.
One?
It's purple velvet trimmed in gold.
A mouse pad or a pouch?
Pouch.
What do you keep in it?
Whatever I want.
Oh. I was going to say something dirty, but I'm not going to say
it. No, I wouldn't if I were you. Smack you down.
For the record, Sunshine has never smacked me, but she's come close. And the guys in the chat room are talking about computers. And Sunshine has decided to play with the thunderstorm, beginning with the wind. The thunder. Thank you.
That was the world famous Kansas Symphony.
The Kansas Symphony? Uh-huh. I thought it was a thunderstorm.
No, that's what it sounds in Kansas, like in Kansas during a thunderstorm.
Oh.
I was in
Kansas.
I was in Kansas. Wichita, right. is that in Kansas?
Yes, Wichita.
I was in Wichita, and it was the middle of the night. I was in a motel with a husband, one of them.
One of the husbands.
Yeah. And there was these sirens kept going off. I'm like, what the hell is going on? He turned on the TV and it was tornado warnings. There was tornadoes everywhere, and finally they went away. And the next morning when I got up, there was a little kitten on the doorstep of the motel.
Oh, what color was the kitten?
Black.
A black kitten?
Black kitten.
What'd you do with the little kitten?
What do you think I did?
You gave it to the hotel manager.
No, I wrapped it in a blanket and kept it.
You kept the kitty?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Poor kitty was lost.
Scared.
I would be scared, too.
Did you hear about the ducks?
I remember when we had a hurricane, there were ducks outside that were braving the storm.
Well, they're stupid.
One of the ducks swam out into the middle of the lake during the hurricane. And he kept going under the water and back up and under the water and back up. One time he went under the water and never came back up.
Did he drown?
I guess so.
Although they can swim very far underwater. He could have come up somewhere else and you didn't know it.
Oh, I didn't know that. I saw two ducks going at it in the water once.
I saw two tortoises going at it once at the zoo.
Tortoises?
Yep.
Oh, tortoises have humps. I guess they like to hump.
Giant tortoises.
Oh, giant ones? Big ones?
Huge.
The kind you ride?
Yeah, you probably could ride them. Yeah, they were that big.
Wow. Interesting information from the animal kingdom.
So there's my contribution. The Kansas Symphony.
Okay, well that was fun. Sunshine did a thunderstorm. And there's still a little bit of thunder on. Let's turn that. You could actually grab the blue thing and slide it over. With the mouse. Oh. Sunshine is putting her fingernail on the screen.
Well, it's like, you know, that's how you fix errors. You put the whiteout on the screen, then you don't see it anymore. Right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, now make music.
Okay. Would you like software or hardware, Sunshine?
Well, baby, you know I like it hard.
Well, that's the green thing.
Oh, shit. What do I do?
Well, turn the on switch on, and it starts making noise.
Oh, I know this.
And there are a number of potentiometers or dials that Sunshine can adjust to create different sounds.
Corvette.
Well, if you do that with this one, it makes a motorcycle.
You gotta get the accelerator.
This is
right.
A good jam, Sunshine. You're doing good.
Gotta get my motorcycle ready. I'm in cruising mode. I'm on my motorcycle. I'm all hunched down.
Are you on the back or the front?
I'm driving this son of a gun.
Oh, yeah? Who's on the back?
Who cares?
Mind if I get another drink while you're playing with that?
Not if you get me one.
Okay. You want straight?
Yeah, don't put any water in mine.
And fresh lemon.
Got a siren going.
Cool.
Alex. I'm out of control.
I'm just playing with it on here.
I'm going to put it in neutral. Just sit here. Feel it vibrate. Good vibrations.
How'd you get that kind of sound?
I don't know.
Cool. Sunshine is gone where I have not gone before. Okay, you done?
Yep.
Okay, we'll turn that guy off. And, we have, that's only 13 minutes. We have a whole hour to do. We can talk a little bit and then we'll play some more music.
Let's play some more music.
Okay.
Play some good music, that ambient
stuff.
Oh,
you want to play music like...
ambient stuff that I like.
Oh, you want some ambient music?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even have, this thing won't work without the mouse pad. Let's see here. Later on in the show, Sunshine will play with some more controls on the software, but in the meantime, I'm going to start up iTunes.
Hey, Rob's saying cool sounds less. That was all me.
That was Sunshine. Sunshine is the artiste.
And only Sunshine. I am the sunshine, the
only
sunshine.
Sunshine.
I make you happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take your sunshine away.
Oh, how sweet. Sunshine has such a beautiful voice. Well, how about Electric Music May Sing or Chameleons in the Sun? We'll give Sunshine a few choices.
Electro Music Makes Me Sing.
Okay, this one is by Howard Moskowitz, who is the founder of ElectroMusic.com and a really cool guy to boot. So let's play that one. Where'd it go? Here it goes. I hope we can hear it. I haven't done a sound check on iTunes.
What does that say?
Sunshine, Electronic Performance, and A Cappella. Do you want to hear the music?
Maybe. Are we talking over the music?
We're not supposed to.
Well, don't.
Okay.
Turn it off.
Oh, I can't turn the mic off. Because it might not come back on. I made mine straight. I'm not used to that. Want to play it on top of the music? What happened? actually I'm going to run to the bathroom while
I like that.
Isn't it nice? Okay, I think we'd better talk because apparently that music was really soft. Well, let me stop. We went on to the next song. Apparently,
we're not kissing. No, we're not breathing heavy.
We're not kissing. This microphone picks up everything. It picks up me breathing. That's what they hear.
Well, quit breathing.
If I quit breathing, I'll die.
Oh, well.
The world won't have a less then.
There you go.
All my shows will stop. My circuit boards won't get made. Let's see. We have a technical problem because we didn't check levels on iTunes, and iTunes is really soft. I'm trying to think, how do I make it? How do I make iTunes be louder? Let's go into effects and add an audio effects unit called a peak limiter. Turn it up a little bit. Let's turn the voiceover down. Turn the peak limiter up. Let's hear some music. This is Emptiness by Howard Moskowitz. Music? Emptiness. They can hear emptiness. Shane has commented, red alert technical problem, iTunes, augment, iTunes, augment.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson, danger!
Level 5 confirmed. Thank you from Shane. Thank you, Shane, for that level check. Well, we have lots of technical difficulties on this show. I'm doing absolutely everything except the microphone and the headphones digitally. It's all done in software. Well, and that hardware you played. But most of it's all digital, and that means there are a million different volume sliders and adjustments. See, look, there's a knob here, there's a knob here, there's a knob here, there's a knob here, there's a knob here. Inside of here.
They're not hearing any music.
How about now?
I think you need some more practice.
Well, we weren't planning on playing music. I was going to do the whole show with you playing that stuff.
With that thing?
And the software, but I wasn't thinking ahead too well. See this? We're going all the way into the red with our voices, and they can't really hear it? Come on, tell me.
Is that why he says it's a ghetto blaster?
Yeah, Shane says it sounds like a ghetto blaster across the room.
Well, turn it down.
Ghetto blasting DJ. The noise level is high.
Well, tell them to turn down their own freaking volume.
Well, the noise level is high. There. Tell you what, I'm going to delete that thing. Crank this up.
I can play this thing.
Voice is too hot, music is too low. Now the voice is low.
Oh, my voice is too hot for you, baby. Well, I guess you better just go take a cold shower. In beer?
Oh.
I was thinking more along the lines of cold, crisp champagne.
Ooh.
With extra bubbles, baby.
Too hot, says Rob.
Tough. If you can't take it hot, don't take it at all.
Oh man, we're playing music. We're playing Zelda. I didn't want to play Zelda. Rob is getting too hot. Rob is overheated. Shane Aldance's red alert.
There must be children in the vicinity. Well, send them off to bed, boys.
I like this new sound of you on the radio, Sunshine. Very nice. Sultry. Sexy. Well, I guess since they can't hear the music, we can talk on top of the music. This is Zelda by Jason Yang, in case you can hear it. As usual, on the Les Hall Show, we have no idea what's going on. Well, I'm reading what's going on in the chat room.
Oh, we have some bad boys in the room. Do you need a spanking, baby?
Do you give spanking, Sunshine?
No. I get them.
You get spanking. Bad girl.
I try to be.
Jovian Pike Scott says, I have the mind of a child at times.
Well, as long as it's only the mind of a child and nothing else, I suppose we'll let you get by with that. Oh, where's my boys?
I gotta get you a real mic, Sunshine. But this'll do for now, huh? I can see. They must be able to hear it. Oh, Electrifier says the music's fine here now. I have no idea what I did with the controls to make the music be okay.
I did on the bus at Super Bowl.
What'd
there
you
was
do?
This one guy named Pedro.
Yeah.
And he was from Peru, Lima, Peru.
Yeah.
And he didn't speak English very well, so he didn't feel like he fit in with the group. And I said, Pedro, come back to the back of the bus and I'll teach you some words that'll really get you going.
Flirting with Pedro. Well, another song has started, but let's see. This is Filter Play by Kevin Kissinger. We can play this. Kevin Kissinger playing around with filters on his modular synthesizer. Let me see if I can hear it.
Yes, you can. That's pretty.
You like it?
I do. What happened to our little typers? Are they using their hands and fingers for something else, I wonder?
Who?
Our little typers.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
Maybe they are.
They've been either taking a cold shower or they're using their fingers for something else. Like writing checks, you know.
Yeah.
Paying bills.
Maybe that's what they're doing.
Sending contributions to their favorite charity.
Like with the Red Cross, for example.
Yeah.
Modulator ESP says we're just listening. W Monk has posted a video link.
Can you go there?
Yeah, let's go there and take a look at W Monk. I have a cable modem so we can have all kinds of bandwidth.
I can post a link of my pictures.
There is W Monk. That's him. He lives in the Netherlands. He's a young guy in college, in his early 20s.
Cheers.
We can hear W Monk on the radio. W Monk is drinking Grolsch beer. Oh. We turned off W Monk because I think he's shy. He doesn't want to appear on the radio. We heard him say cheers.
Thank you.
that?
It was a phone call.
You have
oddly
Scrabble
enough.
Scrabble on your phone?
Yeah.
This is still Filter Play by Kevin Kissinger.
I like that.
By the way, at Electric Music 2009, Kevin Kissinger did a performance with theremin. He got all dressed up, and he had this instrument called a theremin. And all you do is you put your hands near it, and it makes sound.
I have seen that at a science place.
Yeah. It's an
I've
old
heard
instrument.
That word.
It was invented by Leon Theremin, who was a Russian, in the 1920s.
Really?
Or 1910s, something like that.
I have played with that at a science center somewhere.
Wee, 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 like that?
Yep.
And he played it with both hands. One hand was moving up and down, and the other was moving back and forth, which is like rubbing your belly and patting your head at the same time. It's not easy. And he did it, and he was all dressed up and professional, and looked so good. The guy was awesome. Are you playing Scrabble on your phone during the show, Sunshine?
No. You have to,
Okay, that's
you have to come up with a shtick.
A shtick? I need a shtick.
Here.
Well, I got a shtick on Tuesdays. Tuesdays I do Inventor's Inventions, and we talk about all sorts of things that are being created on electricmusic.com.
Okay.
And next week, by the way, let's do a little preview. Do you remember at the beginning of the show, we played a preview of some sounds made by a Lunetta circuit? Well, I have here a different Lunetta circuit. And I'll play that for you. Okay, that made Sunshine make really weird faces. Anyway, I thought I'd play that. Why not? Making different strange sounds. I think I'll start making more and more noisemakers for the show. We have multiple noisemakers. We have software stuff. We have radio on iTunes. We have all kind of stuff.
Well, if we planned ahead, it might be a lot of fun.
Well, it's a variety show. It's a variety show. Well, I'll tell you what. I think I have some music. From Shane Morris. I'm looking for it now. Why don't we play a song from Shane Morris, the radio master of electromusic.com. Actually, Shane doesn't know what radio master means, but we all know that it describes him properly, so nobody knows what it means. But he is our radio master.
I like masters.
Oh yeah, well you would like Shane. No, he's not a masterful guy, I don't think.
I like masterful men.
You do?
I do.
You do. You like dominant men because you're submissive.
Because I'm too damn dominant myself.
You're dominant in your public life.
Don't go there.
Sunshine defines the boundaries and I obey. Okay, Shane Morris, let's hear this 3-minute song called Synth Pond Experiment. Starts out low.
Something new.
Says this is quite funny.
What is funny?
I think it's because he's been up in the chat room 3 times. Jez says Les likes to improvise. Jez says nice ambient music with less hollow boat ambience mixed in. Mate says he feels schizophrenic. You know, I feel schizophrenic. There's a reason for that.
It has to do with the full moon.
Has to do with the...
The moon was actually full for almost 3 whole nights.
Why was it full for so long? Did it slow down? We have a command in the chat room called Bang Moon.
How would I know that?
Bang Moon. See, I typed in Bang Moon. Bang Moon. Current moon phase is waning. Give us 76%.
But yeah, it's waning. But look, it's 76%. It was full Sunday night. This is Thursday night. And yeah. It's only waning 76%. So, what the hell?
That's another song. That's a Stroby song called Remix the Planet.
Yeah, we need to remix that song.
Well, sometimes it's good to have high energy stuff, but not right now. Because Shane got us all mellow with some Shane music. Let's listen to some Scott music. Scott is in the chat room. Scott, he used to go by Scott G, but now he goes by Jovian Pikes. Where is he?
Yeah, I saw that.
Where's Jovian Pikes? There he is, Jovian Pikes. See him there? And little text.
Uh-huh.
And he made all this music here Which one of these Scott G songs do you want to hear, Sunshine?
For Loki.
For Loki. He made that for his dog who died.
Oh,
isn't that sweet?
I love dogs.
Here's For Loki. ESP says, we can hear you in the background, Les. It is weird. Pottering around, it is weird. Well, yes, Jez, I don't mind that. It's my show. It's Sunshine's show. We can do what we want.
Well, we're pottering around, but we're not tottering around.
Well, Modulator ESP, also known as Jez, is in England.
So he uses strange words.
Yes, he's a strange person.
I know what tottering means. I do not know what pottering means.
Pottering around, I know what that means.
P-U, not P-O.
Yeah, pottering.
That's something that those English people do. It could mean anything.
Maybe.
They talk funny, you know.
They do talk funny, and they act funny, too.
I don't know. I only know one girl that was from England. She married my boss after he gave her a 10-carat diamond.
10 carats? That's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, it was gaudy.
Gaudy? Oh, too big.
Yeah.
Fort Loki has ended.
I talk different like an Australian.
you know Australians and British people pronounce my name Les instead of Les? Les. Okay, we can play music or we can talk. Oh, there's only 16 minutes left in the show. I hate it when the show goes so fast. It's always so much fun with you, Sunshine.
Well, it's better than dragging, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And actually, we can go on. I mean, I know you only want to stay for the hour, but whatever. We don't have a time.
Yeah, well, I gotta eat, walk the dog, feed the dog, not in that order, shower, and climb into bed, not in that order.
Yes, in that order.
And then I have to get up early and go to work that I don't get paid for, in that order.
I don't know how you do it. It's incredible. I just stay home and play with my schematics and stuff.
I just go out and play with things.
Yeah. You get out in the world. I stay home. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do is Sunshine will be here for another 15 minutes, and then I'll do a little bit of a discussion of the Car Plus Strongborg, I guess, unless nobody wants to hear about that.
We'll do it anyway.
Okay.
Maybe they're interested, and if they're not interested, they can throw ripe tomatoes.
Do a drive-by on my house and throw them at the window?
Oh, yeah.
They might do that.
No, they're too far away.
They're too far away. I'm invincible. I'm invulnerable.
I am woman.
You are woman, I am man.
I am woman, hear me roar.
Let's see. You want to hear some more music, Sunshine?
I enjoy that.
Well, I think I know what you'll enjoy.
What the hell does that mean?
Car Plus Strong, KS. Shane is saying he likes my Car Plus Strong circuit board.
I do too.
The green one that you played with?
You do it this time.
I will, in 15 minutes.
Why 15 minutes?
Why not now?
Why not now?
Okay, we played a bunch of music.
I didn't play music. I played a motorcycle, music. and a thunderstorm and a Corvette.
Well, cool.
But I did not play music.
The carpetless strongboard is jacked in. I'm going to adjust the potentiometers. Turn it on. Modulator ESP has defined Potter to be gently active, doing various things in an almost aimless manner.
That's English.
That pretty much describes my life. What did you say, Sunshine?
No, I don't.
W Monk can throw tomatoes at the cam. On the cam. Electrifier mentions Car Plus. Well, what can I tell you about the Car Plus strongboard? We played it. We had last Saturday, by the way, Sunshine, we had a concert on electromusic.com streaming radio station, and I played at 9 o'clock at night my time, and 9 till 10, and I did exactly what you just did, the thunderstorm, the thing you didn't do, and this thing here, all combined together. By the way, in that software, let's call it the Chuck software, there's part that I didn't show you how to do, Sunshine.
So you're giving me the task, but not the tools?
That's right. I didn't give you all the tools. I'm going to show you this one more tool later. I'm turning up the volume on the two carpetless strong voices driven by Boolean sequencers. And now I'm going to click on this thing that says mouse control surface. Now watch, listen to what happens. Raised her eyebrows in disbelief. You want to try it?
That's just a little square.
Yeah, you move the mouse around and it does different stuff with the sound. No. Get your finger off the screen, Sunshine. Here's the mouse.
Well, I can touch my phone and make it do anything.
Well, now you can. Well, you can't do that here. Okay, use the mouse. Slowly move. Don't do it quick. Not too slow. Whatever. Go down to this.
Shut up.
Because Chuck is not perfect. In fact, Chuck is rather imperfect. Kind of like us.
You obviously haven't met my mother and father.
Oh, I come from a dysfunctional family.
My father is perfect. My father is always right. Never.
Yeah, my brother's like that. He's never been wrong in his life.
I don't like that. Is that a column?
Column,
like rows.
And those are rows.
And columns.
Columns.
Ah! Ah!
Well, this one is kind of like off. These are off. This one's pretty cool. And it depends on the path that you take. If you were to go down into that corner from here, or diagonally, or on an angle, it would make different sounds. If you go in this corner and wiggle, draw it out, it'll make a UFO sound. Modulator ESP has talked about stuff related to Car Plus Strong, some of the history of Car Plus Strong. Well, you know what, Sunshine?
What, baby doll?
I love it when you call me baby doll.
What you want, darling?
This thing, this play interface with the mouse slider thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to make more of them for you to play with.
Make more what?
Just for you. Special music, graphical interface, push the buttons, move the mouse thing.
Okay.
I don't know when, but I'll make it one of the things.
Like sometime this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or sometime this month, something like that. And you
That's very cool.
And I can shut it off too. Boop, it went away. Let me look in the chat room and see what people are saying. Let's read off the people who are in the chat room. Oh, you know what? Let's do Bang Radio and see how many people are listening. Because we only had 4 at the beginning of the show. There are 9 listeners.
Woohoo!
We hit the big time, baby.
Hey, man.
Okay, in the chat room, we have Blue Hell, who is Jan. One of the, what is Jan's title on electricmusic.com? He's an admin.
He is an executive moderator.
Yes, because he has this green dot next to his name.
Well, he looks like an executive to me.
He owns his own business.
Okay.
They make little, you know what they do? They're in the Netherlands. And they make little digital circuit boards with digital processor chips on them that open up trash cans automatically.
I had one of those. I had one of those. It took deep batteries, and that damn thing would go open, shut, open, shut, open, shut, while I'm in bed.
Maybe he made that one.
Oh, my goodness. We need to have a chat.
And then there's Edison Rex, Paul. He's in England.
Why, Joe?
He's an admin also. He was recently made an admin of the site. There is someone new, Algae Rhythm. That's a pretty cool name. It sounds like algorithm.
But it's algae, like those little critters.
Yeah, and Shane has mentioned Ninjan, Ninjan. We call Jan the e-ninja. Or Ninjan, because he knows so
he's
much
so
about
smart.
So many things.
Yeah.
He's a super smart guy. Okay, and very helpful and pleasant and positive. He's probably blushing right now. Borislav is W Monk's bot. A German guy. See, look what happens when I type Bang Vodka. Borislav says, vodka is our enemy, so we'll utterly consume it.
Who is
it.
That?
Borislav is a software robot that W Monk created. And he lives in our chat room.
Get out.
Yep. And also,
ask him about friendship.
Friendship?
Yeah.
Bang. Oh, bang. Define friendship. The state of being friends or friendly.
So that's not a real guy?
Edison Rex is a real person, but he also has a software robot attached to his name.
Oh, who's that?
Helbo.
Hellboy?
Helbo.
Helbo.
It's Blue Hell's software robot.
No.
Jan, Blue Hell, has his own software robot. They went nuts with these software robots. These three guys made three software robots.
Can I have my own to take home with me?
Would you like a software robot, Sunshine?
Oh, yeah. Can he give back rubs?
Maybe.
Scalp massages?
Maybe.
Foot rubs?
I do those things, but not with you.
Not with you. They're talking to each other.
Everybody's talking to the bots. See, if you mention the bot's name, the bot says something back to you.
What?
It's not a very smart
That's
bot.
That's a bot, right?
Yeah.
And is that?
Yeah.
Borislav.
Is a Russian bot.
Bot Borislav, can you rush me, baby?
Bang vodka?
Vodka.
Oh, yeah. It said the same thing. I thought it said a different thing every time. Oops.
They are just code.
There we go. Said something different.
Look, Stolu, Russian. Stolichnaya, Stoli.
Now, if I type bang bots, it tells us all the commands that the different bots know. At least these two. Look, there's bang less.
Well, what more do you need? YouTube, Google, Wiki, help. Fart, I can do without that. Snow, vodka, music, and schedule.
Bang snow. Finally winter with its biting wine and wind, and all the land will be mantled with snow by Roy Bean.
And I will freeze and wither.
Fortunately, you live in Florida, so
yeah.
You won't. But if you were there, you would. Bang Jez tells us about Modulator ESP Studio Cam. This is Jez in England, his studio cam. And by the way, I'd like to mention that Jez is a popular musician. He has a million tiny little boxes and makes all kind of space music. You want to click on home?
Let's How come I Jez can't do home. That with my finger?
Because we live
is
in the Stone
Is that him right now?
It's the year 2000, and yes, that's him, I think. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, that's him. I've seen him before. I saw him at...
Looks like a sonogram.
It's like a... Yeah, it is a sonogram. And there's him over here with a galaxy behind him.
Oh, yeah. That looks like an orgasm.
It looks like an orgasm?
Yeah.
Is that what you see?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Modulator ESP produces improv sets, experimental, using analog music, using analog and digital synthesis. Da da da, analog sequencers, process sounds. Create strange worlds of somewhere in between the 70s space music, rock, and dark
ambient. Did you get that from the Hubble?
Probably. Color augmented.
Yeah. It's awesome.
So that's Modulator ESP and his website and his cam. So we were going through the people in the chat room. We've hit 7 o'clock. Normally we used to end the show now, but we'll go on a few more minutes before Sunshine runs home. And let
maybe,
me read off the people
not.
In the chat room. We have a new user called Bratislava. Someone who showed up recently called Dark Cycle. I know, Dark Side. Dark Side. Dark Side.
I'm sure Sunshine can do lots of things with her finger. Honey, you have no idea. These aren't inch and a half nails for nothing.
Do your nails on my shoulder again.
I can't.
Why not?
Because you have an orgasm.
No, I won't.
See, I told you!
Woo! That was fun. That was fun. Do that again sometime. Okay. In the chat room also is Dollhouse. Dollhouse has recently joined the chat room. And she's a female. We have another female here.
Yay!
Isn't that great? She's into rave. and she's learning how to DJ.
I don't know what rave is.
Rave is when they go to to parties and wave glow sticks. And the women sit on the bass speakers.
And the women stick glow sticks where?
And their fingers. They wave glow sticks in the air.
And then where do they put their fingers?
It's up to them, apparently.
We used to wave lighters, but that would not feel good on your finger.
You know, you go to a concert, now they wave cell phones.
I know, they did that at the Super Bowl.
That's
ridiculous. Was it the Super Bowl? No, the Pro Bowl.
But they, nobody
the
has lighters because nobody
smokes
anymore.
And they had these little big titty chicks with tight buns.
Little
standing
big
at
titty
the,
chicks with tight buns?
Yeah, sitting at the end of the row going doot, doot, doot. Because, you know, The Who plays all the theme songs from CSI.
They do?
Yeah.
I didn't know
every
that.
CSI theme song is The Who.
Oh, I'm going to watch CSI now. No, I'm not, because I don't watch TV. I don't even own a TV. I don't like TV, and I especially don't like CSI, but I love The Who.
Yeah.
The Who rocks.
Yeah,
I've got two of their albums.
We should get together and just play some Who. Because I was dancing to it on the 40-yard line at the Super Bowl in the field.
I've got Tommy. And I've got Quadrophenia.
My daughter said that her life was shaped by Tommy.
Really?
I took her to see the stage play when she was about, I don't know, 8.
Here's Tommy. Let me put it on music. Scroll down to The Who. Here's Tommy. Here's all the albums of Tommy.
Well, there's
all
my
the
favorite is, wait a minute. My favorite is Pinball Wizard right there.
Pinball Wizard. Unfortunately, we cannot play it because we do not play copyrighted music on the show. But if we could, I would play you.
That's my foot fetish guy.
Oh, not the guy with the lollipops.
He loves my lollipops.
That's weird. This guy has problems.
Yeah, but I get a free foot massage and he gets off. How can that be wrong?
It's not wrong. It's just weird.
It is weird. But if you like foot massages, it's not that weird.
It's good for you, and it's good for him.
Right.
I don't think it's good for radio. It's not wholesome enough.
Oh, well.
Okay, also in the chat room, we have Doug Bird.
Not my problem,
though. I'm still going through the list of people in the chat room.
Get over it.
Well, I want to mention everybody, because they're all here. We have Doug Bird, who almost never says anything and is always here. Personally, I don't understand this, but that is Doug Bird, and we welcome Doug Bird, and we're glad he's here.
You know, Doug Bird, I would like to say something to you.
What, Doug Bird?
If I had a name like Doug Bird, yeah. I wouldn't go public either. Who names their kid Doug Bird?
It's from that cartoon.
Dilbert?
Dilbert, yeah.
That's not Dougbert.
That's Dogbert.
Dogbert.
Well, I don't know who Dougbert is.
We said Dougbert.
There it is. D-U-G-B-E-R-T.
No, I don't think I'd name a kid that. And I would not have a screen name like that. I would say Dungbert.
Dungbert?
Dungbert.
Like a dung beetle?
Yeah, Dungbert.
Also, we have a new user, a new person here called Eclectro. I've never seen Eclectro before. He's showed up for the show.
Hi, honey.
Eclectro.
Thank you.
Typing in the chat room. He said, cool, Shane. See you, Steve. Dr. Steve has to leave. Let's see. Electrifier Mate is here. I spent some time with Mate at Electric Music 2009 last October. That was really cool. Electro Upload, which is a place where we can put files, is here as a user. Someone else new called all these new people. What's with all the new people on the show? This is great.
They knew I was back in town.
Yep, they came to see Sunshine, to hear Sunshine. Fribble Toop is here. That person is new. Helbo the Bot, Inventor, that's me. Jovian Pikes, that's Scott. Modulator ESP from England, we talked about him. Monopoly, also known as Mono, He used to be in this chat room twice, and we called him a stereo.
Why?
Because two monos make a stereo.
Ah.
Music Man Dr. Steve is here. Shane the Radio Master is here. Stroby is here. W. Monk. And Modulator ESP has mentioned something very shameful and disappointing. He says, Les, all these new people are really Rob.
You poop head!
They fooled us. They tricked us. What are you doing, Rob? What is your problem?
Rob needs to...
What?
Get laid.
Rob needs to get laid. I agree.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't. I said it. Well, it's now 7:07 p.m. I don't know if I want to go on with the show too much longer. I mean, do you guys want me to keep talking?
No,
Sunshine wants to. Sunshine wants to go home.
I want to go
home. She has to see her doggy.
Ginger, the radio service dog.
Well, that kind of bites. That Rob played that little joke on us.
That's all right. We'll play one on him.
Yeah, let's play a joke on Rob. Let's not listen to his show. On Wednesday nights at 6 p.m.
No, don't put the bad voodoo on him. He means
put the bad voodoo on Rob.
No, he means well.
You know, Rob and Jez share a show on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And they alternate every other week. Next week is Jez. Last week was Rob, and he did a really fun show. It was very good.
I should listen.
Yeah, you ought to listen on your computer or come over here or whatever you want to do.
I should do that.
Modulator ESP says, bye, Sunshine. He can sense. He can tell.
Bye, honey.
The show is nearing its end. It is 6 p.m., says Modulator ESP, not 7 p.m. It's 11 p.m.
where you are.
Here. I just don't understand GMT. I'm starting to understand it.
Understand what?
GMT, Greenwich Mean Time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what everything's based on.
Dollhouse says it's 7 p.m. here. Welcome, Dollhouse. Welcome to the show. You must be listening to the show. Or maybe you're not. You're just responding to the chat.
My dive computer has to be set to Greenwich Mean Time.
There's someone, your dive computer?
Yeah.
You wear a computer when you dive?
Yes.
What does it do?
Just about everything. It tells you your depth. It tells you your bottom time, whether you're diving nitrox or air. It calculates your rate of ascent, temperature, time. Everything but where to go. Oh, it does have a compass. So, yeah, it tells you
compass.
Everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody, Sunshine is not just a scuba diver. She is a master diver.
I'm a master
diver. That means she can teach people.
I'm a girly girl.
You're a girly girl.
Yeah, I am.
You're a very girly girl. I like the earrings you have on and your color-coordinated glasses and lipstick, as always.
Oh, that's me. Good night, boys.
Okay,
good
night, everybody. Someone is calling me. It's Keith. I'm going to stop that. Okay, we're going to end the show now, everybody. We ran over 10 minutes, and Sunshine needs to go home. Any comments from the chat room? Hey, Dollhouse.
We love you.
All right, thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll have another crazy show next week. With or without Sunshine. I hope Sunshine will be with us, but yeah. What do you think, Sunshine? No? Not no Sunshine next week. Just me. And I'm going to, yes, I know everybody is really Rob. Okay, Rob, go find something useful to do with your time. Because, you know, that was a really weird thing to do. But that's okay. We like weird. Applause. Jez applauds. Everybody liked the show. I don't know why. good show, says Rob, who is Zebra Cobra. Electrifier is left. Jan or whoever is switching, would you please switch me off and then I'll end the recording. Also, love you. Figaro, 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 Figaro. Electrifier has given you a virtual kiss, Sunshine. Sunshine's in the other room. And Blue Hell has switched, so the show is over. Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you're listening on the recording, I'm going to end the show now, too. If you listened all the way through the end of this particular show, you have courage and honor, because this was a completely improvised, chaotic show. We had a wild time, it was great, but now it's over, and we'll see you next week. So long, bye-bye.